Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We open on a hallway in front of a door that reads Moira. The door is open a crack, and we can hear Moira pacing behind her desk. We enter to see Egerton sitting in a rather oversized chair watching Moira pace back and forth, and Egerton is strangely covered in feathers.
Okay, so I'm not really
understanding. You know, I understand that, you know, your team is going through some things right now. Mm-hmm. And I understand that you wanted to help out by going solo on a mission.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What I don't understand is why the golden goose is missing.
Okay, I mean, look.
No, but you know what?
I didn't know the golden eggs.
Not yet.
I think you're...
We're not going to talk about the golden goose or lack thereof. We're going to talk about your future.
Oh, well, yes.
In fact, no, Egerton, I need your help.
Oh, okay. I'm always happy to help.
Yes, that's it exactly. You know, I have a department that needs leadership.
Oh, you know, that's one of my areas of specialty.
Is it?
It is.
Oh, let me just write this up right now. It's just a little transfer order, just so you can do what you do best, Egerton. And it's very important. It's the Department of Complaints, Cold Cases, and Concerned Clientele, the CCCCC.
The CCCCC.
There you go. Here you go. It's all
C.
Just CCCCC.
CCCCC.
No, you know what? It doesn't matter. You just take this form.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. You're gonna go down the hall through the small door. Mm-hmm. There's the two doors at the end of the hall.
Oh no! Look, you tore through the paper with your pen right here.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. It's okay.
Oh.
It's totally fine. There's, you know, the two doors that lead into the heart of the Nexus.
Yep.
You're gonna go through the smaller door.
I go through the big door.
Mm-hmm.
The big door. Yeah, that's where we leave for the missions, and that's you know.
Nope, not there.
Oh, no.
Just the smaller door to the admin offices.
I thought that was a janitor's closet.
Nope. The admin offices are down that hall.
Oh, okay.
Third door on the left.
Third door on the left. All right. I will not let you down, Moira. I will head on down there right now, and I'll get ready to make goostery. That's goose and history together.
Please leave my office.
Oh, okay.
The End of Time and Other Bothers presents The Nexus Files, starring Michael Howie, Christy Bolton, and Sean Howard. Episode 1. Egerton Takes the Case.
Egerton finally manages to make his way to an old wooden door, one of those doors that's seen a lot of traffic with one of those large, semi-transparent windows, and in peeling letters on that window is written, Department of Complaints, Cold Cases, and Concerns, hard to make out the end. As he opens the door, the smell of the room can only be described as old, scuffed linoleum mixed with dust and maybe moldy coffee grounds. It's a large room, A row of chairs sit empty along one wall. And on the other side, there's a counter with four cubicles. And sitting at one of them, at cubicle number 3 to be exact, is what appears to be a nymph of some sort, with long, narrow features, long ears, and appears to have vines growing out of their hair. And they sit beneath a sign that reads, "Now serving Y31.
Now serving Y31. Y31.
I think that's me. I've got Y31. Here I am.
Okay.
Hi.
Can you please move to the front of the line,
yeah,
sir?
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Excuse me, everyone. Oh, sorry. I really like the polished horns. That's a good look. Okay. Okay. Here I am.
How can I help you today? Welcome to the CCCC. I don't know. How can I help you?
I'm here to help you.
What?
I'm here to help you.
Sir, you are wasting my time. If you are wanting to help someone, you can go to the helpful department that's on floor 2.
Oh, no. This is a special assignment from Moira. Do you know Moira?
You're here from Moira?
Yeah, Moira sent me down. Apparently, this department's been struggling a little bit.
Oh, has it?
Yes. And my advanced field work and generalishness, did you see my hat? That connotes a rank.
Connotes
rank, and I'm gonna try not to be too micromanaging. I know that gets a little irritating when people try and tell you what to do with every single little thing they say.
No, I'm gonna try
and support you and this entire department here. Speaking of which, where is the rest of the department?
And I want you to imagine that throughout this whole process, her leaves and, like, the vines on her hair have started to, like, shake and make, like, rattly leaf noises. And she just looks at him, pushes out from her desk, and goes to the big oak doors at the back of the office that read, "Captain." So Jackie walks up to the door and pushes it open with the tendrils coming out of her hands. She's so furious she can barely control her powers, and she pushes through and goes, "This is the guy who's taking my place."
Hi, I'm Egerton.
Don't you tell me you're too busy, Captain. I know I might have screwed up, but this is what you're replacing me with, really?
It's a knocking, so I'm busy.
Captain, I know that I let you down. I know I let most people in this department down, but I am already paying enough being on desk duty, and you're putting this in my place. Please, Captain, do not use your too busy thing with me. I know that there's not a ton going on right now. I just need you to talk to me. Talk me through this. Why was this decision made?
Well, I was golfing with the superintendent. I was a new gold case. And better work.
Oh, my.
Are you telling me that this is coming from the superintendent, that I have to train this guy?
Like the last time.
We don't need to talk about
no
the
mistakes.
Last time.
On time.
Fine.
The captain is a giant rock demon with fire flicking up out of all of his joints. Some of the objects in the room behind him are actually on fire, and he stands, gestures, pointing out of his office, and reaches forward with a file that reads Cold Case 37 on it, and it is on fire now, waiting for someone to take it.
Jackie just reaches out, grabs it, blows out the fire, and walks out of the room with Egerton in tow.
Okay, I'll see you later.
The door.
I'll do. What's he asking me to do? I can't
close
understand.
Close the door.
Oh, okay. Yeah, here we go.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Follow me.
Okay.
Start doing one of those walking montages when they're like just going around. She's just gonna take them around the office like 5 times, just in a circle.
Excuse me, I have white. Are you doing Y30?
Go to one of the other attendants.
That person was asking. Okay. So where are we going?
We're going around the office. I'm giving you a tour because apparently I am your tour guide today.
Oh, that's nice. Do you want a badge made up? I can probably get one commissioned.
Okay, so you're Egerton, are you?
Yeah, General Egerton. Thank you. Yes.
Egerton, right. So you are the one who's going to be taking control here now. You're the one who's just under the captain, huh? All right. Well.
Well, I outrank the captain, I think. I work with Moira directly most of the time. Me and my team.
Right. Well, you can call me Jackie, and I apparently will be the one teaching you how this department runs and telling you about all the cases that you will be going on. And why don't we start now? Let's start with this cold case right here. You think you're ready? You think you're in a good place?
It's a little hot, and you're kind of smacking me with it. But yeah, I'm ready.
You gotta be ready for anything. You have to be prepared for whatever comes your way, whether that's another smack of the folder. See, you weren't ready. Hit you right in the face. Got you right. Oh, did it again. Well, it looks like you aren't ready. Are you sure you're ready for this position? Bam! Not ready. Look at that.
Why do you keep hitting me with the folder?
It's a test. It's a test. It's not because of my own.
Okay. Let me try again.
It's a test.
No, let me try again. I'm ready. I'm ready this time.
No, see, now you're waiting for it. So what's the point?
Oh.
Let's keep moving. All right.
Excuse me, are you serving Y32?
Okay, we walked past that person last time.
Someone else will assist her.
Okay.
So let's look at cold case number one, numero uno for Mr. General Egerton.
That's me.
The one who's come in with such an outstanding track record. Because guess what? I've done my research. Have you done yours? No, I don't think so. Okay, let's keep going. Do you know what this cold case represents? Do you know what this is? Do you know anything about case number 37? You probably don't, because you're one of the higher-ups who just thinks they can get away with anything that they want to do. Destroying story verses, getting lost, destroying most of the places they go and thinking nothing about the people they left behind, but it's fine.
Okay, it's just you're holding the file too high for me to reach.
I'm sorry. Are my tendrils getting in the way? It's another test. Try to get it down, because guess what? Sometimes you meet people who aren't going to make things easy for you.
Okay, well, normally my friend Blatt can help me when things are too high, but
yeah,
I think
well, guess what? You don't have your friend Blatt here in the cold cases, do you? No.
No. He's in trouble.
Your friend Blatt's in trouble, huh?
Well, I don't know that he's in trouble. He's just a little conflicted because he's working for Celine now, and he's still...
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's gone off, and it's really caused a lot of uproar, and my other friend Darcy has started... guzzling some pleather wine.
You don't say.
I know. I really appreciate your enthusiasm. I find a lot of people in these lower departments are a little cranky.
Oh.
So it's nice to come across someone who, okay, now you're holding the file higher and I see that it's starting to burn again. So if I could just, grab that from you and okay.
I'm sorry, you have wings. Why don't you try flying?
That's actually a bit of a sore point. You see, I've had some issues in my past that affect my abilities, and I'm trying to work on
You've had issues in the past that affect your abilities, and your two friends have gotten in trouble. One of them has a drinking problem because life just got too hard, and the other is working for a goddess.
Yes. So, let's take a look at this file.
The file reads, "What has happened to the missing golden goose?"
She's not missing. She just went on vacation.
It's funny you say that because nobody has seen the goose in weeks. Nobody has seen any updates from the goose. In fact, her hatchlings that were supposed to be ready, the newest batch of golden geese have suddenly disappeared and nobody can figure out what happened. So, why don't you just try and solve this one for your first try, huh?
Okay. Well, yeah, here we go. So if we just, pull out my notebook here, and Egerton pulls out a great big, like, 5,000-page notebook from his pocket and flipped through the notes and flipped through the notes. Yeah, you see, she's just gone off to the pointy lands for a while. I actually, hold on. Here, out of my other pocket, here's a postcard. See? Signed with the little goose foot.
You know, it's funny. You've got a lot of information about the golden goose.
Well, yeah, I mean, we sat and we had tea. We shared some fairy cakes. We really got to know each other. And that's when I helped her realize you're not beholden to the giant. You're not beholden to Jack. You're your own person. Go live your life.
Cut to tea with the golden goose.
So what I'm saying is that the giant really is just using you.
Huh? Quack, mata quack, my eggs, quack, quack.
Yeah, I know. So, well, these ones, I mean, you said these ones aren't going to hatch?
Quack, quack, no.
Okay, well, quack. Why don't I take those off your hands and you just need to go relax for a while. I heard about a lovely resort. Yeah, over.
Huh?
Yeah, I know. And you can go there and you can just lounge about in the pool. They'll give you a massage. Yeah, it's great. You should go. I'll deal with Jack. I'll deal with the giants.
Quack, quack.
You do. Oh, well, right. Out the window. Well.
Jackie pulls out her own notebook. So would you say we're the last person to see the golden goose alive?
Well, I don't think the golden goose is dead. Remember the postcard? Look, right here. I've got a postcard signed with a golden footprint.
Having a great time, quack. So lovely, quack. I love the martinis, quack.
See? Everything's fine.
Well, the golden goose provided a lot of economic support to these departments with her eggs.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
So we are actually in a bit of a downturn financially because we really, relied on her ability to produce golden eggs.
Well, I mean, I do have the eggs. If, like, are these going to help? Here, I'll take... I got them in my pockets here and... Whoa. No, okay. That was close.
The captain's door swings open and the giant rock demon comes out with his golf clubs on fire over his shoulder.
I did have to the golf course. I'm not sure I'm keep it. Oh, the golden eggs in my... No. Congratulations. Nice work.
Well, thank you so much, Captain. I'm so glad that I could really come in here and just turn things around.
No time. Gotta get some quick tea.
Have fun. Great day for it.
Superintendent. Good work.
Captain.
Keep it up.
This was a cold case because of him.
So, you see, Jackie, what happened there is I closed the case. And what we need to do is more of that as we move forward together as a team. Don't worry, you'll pick up these little things as we go.
Is anybody serving Y-32?
We should really help that person. They've been bleeding for a while.
The Nexus Files, starring Christy Bolton, Sean Howard, and Michael Howey. Dialogue editing by Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli McElveen. Supporting producers Lillianne Johnston, Kona, and Kim Bellinger. If you enjoy the show, check out our Patreon. Supporters get early access to episodes, weekly bonus content, and an invite to our wonderful fan community on Discord. Look for the Patreon link at otherbothers.com.
You could be, what about a wood nymph? Is that in line with what you were thinking?
Yes.
Okay, here we go again.
Take three.
Improv yes anding. Here we go. Okay,
no, Christy's wood... no buddy.
No, it's not even no but. It's just no.
There's not, and no, I also wear a fedora and I can transform. Okay.
No, it was just nope.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
In the year 1889, there was nowhere in the world more exciting than London, England.
Three cheers for Inspector Lestrade and the bad boys of Baker Street themselves, Sherlock Holmes and Dr. John Watson!
Solved by Sherlock Bloody Holmes of 221B Baker Street.
Well, with any luck, we'll get a new brutal murder any day now.
God, I wish.
It's truly shocking you haven't solved anything in 5 years.
The boys are both out of town for some case about a dog in Dartmoor this weekend. Sincerely, Martha Hudson.
London's number two detective team just became number one.
Fox and Stallion.
Find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr at 224bbaker or on our website, 224bbaker.com.
It's like they say, big breaks are 90% luck.
What's the other 10%?
Luck.